All right, you primitive screwheads, listen up.
Guys, we have a code red.
You mean code red the hospital emergency alert, code red the computer worm, or code red the cherry-flavored soft drink from makers of Mountain Dew?
One ring to rule them all.
One ring to find them.
Oh, Jesus.
One ring to bring them all.
And in the darkness, bind them.
Do you know what the problem is with you kids today? You guys think that all science fiction started in 1977 with Star Wars.
Where's my super suit?
What?
You tell me when I saw this woman!
What about movies like Forbidden Planet, The Day the Earth Stood Still, Solaris? What about Logan's Run? Did you ever see that?
No, it's probably some dumb sports movie anyways.
Sports movie?
Okay, we gotta put a spotlight on this geek stuff, man.
What the fuck are you bitches babbling about?
We need to bring this to the mainstream, to the people.
Wow, this is even better than I imagined.
We have to show the world that it ain't just about comics and toys.
I have to possess this comic.
Hey, I tried to teach you how to handle comics in the sixth grade, but oh no, you wanted to play Little League instead.
Looks like a really rich fourth grader lives here.
Look at this place, man.
Go look, he's got a billion toys.
I have a Mego Isis action figure.
Mighty Isis.
We're not about dressing up as Green Lantern.
How often does one see a beloved fictional character come to life?
Every year at Comic-Con.
And hoping for that one day, that one fracking day, for Cylons to bring us down a possible space-age future shit.
That's exactly what it's about.
Oh, really? Yeah, the shit ain't gonna work.
Oh, man! I'm still geeking out about it!
All right, look. There's only one return, okay? And it ain't of the king, it's of the Jedi.
Looks like we got more Lucas hounds here to mock Roddenberry.
You'll have to excuse him. He's not down with the trilogy.
There's only one trilogy, you fucking morons.
Oh, Star Wars geek.
Oh, I'm the geek? Look at you two whipping out your preciouses.
I'm gonna kick your ass back to the Shire if you don't shut your fucking mouth.
Where are the stars in this piece of shit?
All right, guys, you have your mission. Go forth and wreak havoc.
I say we stay here and fight it out.
Come on, you fuckers think that just because a guy reads comics, he can't fight? Shit! I'll fucking
take all you want! I got a Spider-Man t-shirt. I got Converse that are running off my feet.
You alright?
I'm good.
Sure.
I didn't get to go on the Batcopter at the Ghetto Lands Fair.
Yeah, I heard a little bit about that.
Did you? I didn't hear it yet. I know they were talking about it, but...
I heard a little bit about that.
Did I get lambasted?
A little bit.
I heard I took it on the chin a little bit.
A little bit. Yeah, a little bit.
From Jimmy?
I think it might have been a group effort.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Nice. Was it that the copter couldn't get off the ground? Or
I think it was something to that
fat
effect.
Fat jokes? Yeah,
yeah, yeah, mostly fat jokes.
Meh.
You know, fat jokes, they run rampant.
Do they?
Yeah, sometimes. We got a YouTube comment a couple weeks back, too, calling us both a bunch of fat idiots who need to go to the gym, I think, or something along those lines.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's all right. Trolls.
Yeah. On YouTube?
Trolls, I say.
YouTube?
Yeah, one of our
one of the videos?
Yeah, it was the Tonner one with the masks.
Oh, yeah. That one was awesome.
Whatever. Internet trolls. It happens.
I think we've given production Tim enough time off now. He got this whole marriage thing out
right,
of the way.
He got a house, I think, right?
Oh, yeah, did he?
I think he moved. They're no longer. He's no longer in the old studio. He's in a new studio.
Oh, really?
We're in the process of going to a new studio.
Oh, wow.
And I think he might be in Scotland again.
Oh, my God. All right, we're going to nail him down because we have a lot of great stuff we'd love to do on video. So
certainly.
We'll have to do that. What's that giant frog thing?
That is a giant tub toy thing.
I see. Yours?
Yes, it's for me.
I'm just saying, it's here in Studio Q.
Listen, there are a lot of things in Studio Q that may or may not belong
in Studio Q.
Yeah, I mean, it happens.
And what is also happening is Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 253.
That is correct.
Happening right now.
Also correct.
You know, if you would like to be a part of Big Kev's Geek Stuff, you have so many ways and opportunities in which to do that. OG, list them now.
You can contact...
Too late! You can use the GVM line.
425-920-6050.
You can also contact us on Facebook.
Facebook.com/BKGeekStuff.
And you can do that Twittering thing.
At GeekStuffOG and at BKGeekStuff.
Or you can write us an email.
BigKevsGeekStuff@gmail.com.
What about our MyPage?
There are some, no, no.
No. No, it's MySpace.
MySpace.
MySpace. My page isn't Apple.
We don't have a Google Plus page.
Oh, we don't?
There was no Friendster page.
Wow. We should really have those things,
shouldn't
we? I don't
think we have a LinkedIn profile.
Why don't we have these things? We should have all of these things available for the two or three people that are stuck in those time eras. I'm just saying.
No.
You don't have to keep them updated. You can, like, they can all be pointers.
I'll just point them someplace else.
That point to the website, BigKevsGeekStuff.com. The hub, if you will, of
Ooh,
the
I like
program.
Hub is very fancy sounding.
So, a couple things. We have a couple of things to do tonight. Not really a full schedule. The last couple ones have been really full.
That's right.
But this one's going to be a little light
this week.
Lots of stuff going on, of course. San Diego Comic-Con coming up.
I heard.
In a couple of weeks.
That's the rumor.
Not a lot of exclusives.
Hasbro's got some decent ones.
Not really? What?
I like the Shockwave Hiss Tank.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty cool.
Right. Yeah, that's pretty cool. Are you going to get that one?
No. No. I don't buy Transformers that don't transform.
Yeah, okay, good. The Star Wars ones.
The Carbonite Chamber. The Carbonite Freezing Chamber set with the frozen Jar Jar.
Yeah.
Which is pretty cool. Of course, the only really exclusive in there, aside from the packaging, is Jar Jar.
And the packaging, they're going over to those retro cards.
Oh, that's right.
Thing.
That's right.
But, you know, we should say this. This is of course, the Star Wars thing this year is that they're using a card design that they rejected in the 70s.
Okay.
So they're using that card design.
Oh, right.
I believe it's going to be the last wave of vintage. Now, you're still going to be able to get the vintage cards, but these special cards are going to be like the Galactic Hunt.
Right.
I already ordered a set of the ones that I want on the Galactic Hunt cards.
Good.
Because that's the day we live in.
Right.
The days of hunting for shit like that
is over.
It's just over.
Yeah, no, it's
They got to stop it. And the frozen Jar Jar is barely a thank you for what they've been putting Star Wars collectors through. For the last year, at least the last year. I don't mind telling you, it is goddamn disaster out there.
I don't doubt it.
There is a letter campaign currently being mounted for people to write into Hasbro and be like, yo, what the F?
Right.
If you want to kill it, just kill it. Don't choke it to death.
Or
you know, just shoot it. Seriously. Just put a blaster in its mouth and pull the trigger and stop all this agony, because it just seems like they want it to die a slow, meandering death.
I think they're just bridging the gap for something fresh.
I
don't know. But
I don't want to spend all day arguing Star Wars
clearly.
Because you know we can do that. But the vintage collection was the something new.
I know.
And they blew it. They blew it big time.
Well, poor marketing.
And now do you realize that they're putting out figures that have less articulation in the non-vintage
lines?
I
know, it's
The Clone
bizarre.
Wars figures have less articulation now than they did a year ago. They're also reissuing...
The rising cost of plastic.
Oh, crap. It's it's the rising cost of bullshit. That's what it is.
Well, whatever it is.
Well, whatever it is.
I don't remember what other exclusives they have. I mean, I know they have a couple.
There is... There is a one especially for you and I. There's an Astromech, red Astromech. It was the rare one, not
right.
So rare anymore. The Royal Starship.
Oh yes,
red one.
Yes.
There is a vinyl bank, like the R2
Who's
vinyl bank.
That out?
Action Figure Express.
Okay,
and you can order it now.
I know Gentle Giant has some exclusives that I saw, and I was like,
mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
There's an Admiral Mahdi being choked.
Right.
There's I really only remember the Star Wars ones. There was another one. Oh, you know what it is? It's the retro figures they've been doing?
Yeah, oh,
it's a blue Snaggletooth.
That's right, blue Snaggletooth.
The Sears exclusive 1970s. I say 79 is what I think it is. Blue Snaggletooth controversial figure with the steel boots.
Right.
They're doing him. They're carting him. He's never been carted before.
Right.
And they're putting him in
the 12-inch.
The 12-inch. Yeah. The super scale. That's awesome. I really was considering getting that one, but I'm not.
You know what? If you're listening to Big Kev's Geek Stuff, hoping to find out all the latest on the San Diego exclusives, I'm gonna say maybe go someplace else. Only because there are a bunch. And
you know what?
San
Some
Diego
of them
seems very lackadaisical this year for me.
Yeah.
You know, the most exciting thing to come out of San Diego this year, despite the fact that I'm not going to be there, is the Firefly 10-year reunion panel.
Right.
Right. Which I would love,
which someone
to have sat in on, but it'll be online before someone will the film end of the it.
And yeah, that's why you don't have
exactly.
to. I just really don't feel I have to go to San Diego anymore. I did it like five times, six times. Yeah, will I eventually go again someday? Maybe
of course,
I will.
Probably.
But in other more exciting news, Celebration 6.
That's right, this summer.
In Florida, I am going, and you know who else is going?
Who?
Automatic Matt.
Yes, that I knew.
Automatic Matt from England.
That I knew.
From Automatic Comics in the...
In Corsham.
Corsham, I was going to say.
I'm glad you brought up Automatic Matt in England.
Oh, yes. Yes, we should address that.
Because every single UK listener we have,
uh-huh.
and some US listeners.
Uh-huh. Hundreds, in fact.
All were like...
Thank you for writing in, everybody.
14 days. It's 14 days, which I said, for the record, I said 14 days.
You did?
You did. You said a month, I think.
I thought it was a month.
No, it's
14 every two
days.
Weeks, then.
It is every 2 weeks.
Why not just say 2 weeks? Why do you got to dress it up fancy?
Because they're fancy people.
Fancy words.
Fancy
Fortnite
people.
Fortnite.
But yes, seriously, I think the first response I got was Selena from the Jelly Empire.
Uh-huh.
Was the first one. And then they just kind of kept on coming in from there.
Keep on rolling.
So Adrian, our old friend Adrian.
Adrian Foreigner.
I saw he commented.
Yes.
On it and a bunch of them. So yes.
Adrian Foreigner said that he would love to record.
I saw that.
every fortnight at your news agent for a drop for us. So we'd love to have that, Adrian, if you'd like to do that and send it over.
That
I was saying, you know, my initial response to that was just call the GVM line. And I was like, oh, right.
I mean, they could.
It would probably cost like $60.
It probably would cost some sort of money.
Ridiculous.
You might be able to use a Skype account.
No, just record it on your MP3.
No, to call the GVM line and circumvent all of
that. I guess you could do that. Yeah. But the quality maybe might. MP3, it's fine. Yeah,
either
so
way.
I am really excited. I was really excited about Celebration 6 before because I'm going to get to spend time with people that I really enjoy.
Sure.
And some that I don't enjoy,
and
but it happens at every convention, and I'm of course it is Celebration, so it's all about Star Wars, and,
right.
and as we all know, I'm well into the Star Wars,
right?
And so I'm really excited, mostly because I can't wait to see what Hasbro is possibly going to say at Celebration, because they are just being hammered.
I'm not saying it's going to be great. Is
no,
all I'm saying.
But and now I have Automatic Matt on top of that. So anyway, I know OG that you're looking at your watch, which means you'd like to press on.
No, I'm actually just looking at the recording screen,
just to make sure.
Make sure.
Okay, we're due for an upgrade. It'll come.
Geek stuff. What's in the news?
Yes. You know, actually, did we announce the episode title?
Yeah.
No, we didn't.
No, we didn't. The episode, it's episode 253. There should have been only one.
Well, funny you should mention that.
Yeah, right, because they're never associated with what we're going to talk about. Go ahead.
This was the hubbub on the interwebs today. Uh-huh. The Highlander reboot has cast Ryan Reynolds.
Blasphemy.
In its lead role.
Of Connor McLeod?
I mean, they haven't
Here
said.
Here comes.
Yeah, I as Connor McLeod. I don't think it's officially been said it's Connor McLeod, but it is the lead. So the reason I say that is because God only knows in Hollywood nowadays, he won't actually be.
He'll be from space.
Yeah, no, you're right, exactly. He'll just be, yeah, he'll be like from space. He'll also be a mutant hamster.
Can we, a mutant hamster. Can we talk about Highlander for a second?
Sure.
Let's talk about why Highlander, the original 1986 film, was so awesome. Because it sucked so bad that it had to be good.
Right.
First, you have a French guy playing a Scottish
guy.
Immortal.
Right.
Right? And he's so obviously French. It's not even like a little bit of a secret. It's not even like he tried. He wasn't like, I'm going to try to do a Scottish accent.
Yeah.
And it just came out like... I am Connor McLeod. I'm not French. No, like
one Christopher Lambert.
Christopher Lambert, yes. How many years were you saying Lambert before? Like you saw him on the news and it was like,
yeah.
Lambert.
Like,
Christopher
oh,
Lambert.
Christophe
Lambert.
My bad.
Christopher Lambert. And first of all, let's talk about the acting in the movie. Not really great either.
No.
Right? What the movie did give us was Clancy Brown.
Right.
As the Kurgan. Clancy Brown is awesome. He has an awesome voice. He's done a lot of voice work, sure. A lot of TV and stuff. He was like one of the stars of Earth 2.
Yeah.
Which I thought was
He was the star decent. Of Earth 2, wasn't he?
One of them.
He's a lead male?
He was a lead. I wouldn't
was
say
that, was that a multiple? That was an ensemble?
He was an ensemble, yeah. Which is French.
Right.
You know, let's talk about the premise of the movie. So there's Highlander. So there's immortals running around cutting each other's head off because that's the only way they can die.
Right.
And they're doing this because they want the prize. What is the prize? You never know what the prize is.
The prize is the same thing in the briefcase.
Exactly. You never know what... They don't even explain... When he actually wins it at the end, you think he wins it at the end, that's the prize. And then he won it. And then he like... You know, there's lights and flashing and he's blowing in the wind and all that stuff. And he kind of gets picked up and there's all this light. And then they're just like, so happily ever after. You know, like that was it. And I was like, well, wait, what? I mean, and it's kind of cool to see guys fighting with swords in, say, 20th century New York City.
Right.
And they're at a wrestling match at the opening of the thing. And I mean, there was so much cool, kitschy nonsense about the movie.
Right.
And then there was a lot of all that historical pre-Braveheart Scottish battle stuff. So that was really cool. And you had Sean Connery in it. Sean Connery, a Scottishman who is playing a Spaniard.
Yeah.
You know, like, it was just, it was all over the place. But it was awesome. Right up until the second one came out.
Right, and then it shit the
bed. And then, what, three other sequels? Then
a
that
TV
wretched, wretched TV show starring Adrian somebody.
Blah, blah, blah.
And then they did a movie with the two of them in it.
Yep.
So wait, if he won the fucking prize. And then there was, the animated series actually took place in the future. Wasn't all that bad, Highlander, the animated series. Wasn't terrible. Wasn't great, but it wasn't terrible. But the point is that this movie ended, and that was the end. And not in a Matrix, like, I'm going to go do something about it way. It was the end.
Right.
He's sitting there with the girl. Happy music is playing. The wind is blowing. The sun is shining. Oh, it's over. But it's not over.
No, it's never over.
So I'm really confused. And now a reboot? And now Ryan Reynolds? Really? Oh, God.
I don't know what else to say.
Scene.
All right. Let's move on. Oh, actually, you know what? I did want to say one other thing.
About Highlander?
Neil Moritz and Peter Davis. Neil Moritz worked on I Am Legend, and I guess Peter Davis worked on the original Highlander, are producing.
Uh-huh.
And Juan Carlos Fresnadillo, who directed 28 Weeks Later, is the director that they have to...
Okay.
Maybe Highlander's a zombie.
Oh, wait. So maybe... No, it's still a crap idea.
Jurassic Park 4.
Kind of inevitable.
All right. But here's why it's interesting. Because at first I was like... Because
here's why.
All right. Let me say this. Jurassic Park 1, amazing.
Yeah.
Jurassic Park 2, balls.
Amazing.
Nah.
Nope. Second one was as good as... The third one...
I thought the third one was all right.
No, see, that's where
with
we...
the Spinosaurus
no,
or whatever
no,
it was.
No. When they're all Technicolor dinosaurs?
Yeah.
No.
All right.
Jeff Goldblum versus the Velociraptors? Come on.
Here's why I think this has some possibility.
Okay. Let me tell you what I need for this movie to have.
Okay.
Everyone from the original cast, including the kids who are all grown up now.
Okay. I don't know if that's going to happen yet.
Okay.
But we haven't heard that yet.
Okay.
Nobody knows what the premise of the movie is yet.
Okay.
Because, you know, the book stopped at... two.
Right.
So
from here out, it's kind of
Steven Spielberg, I guess.
Right.
But not really. Because the writers of this flick are Rick Jaffa and Amanda Silver, who penned Rise of the Planet of the Apes.
Oh.
Ah, see? That's the sticky wicket.
That does stop me in my tracks.
Because
that movie was good.
Who knew?
Yeah.
You know, when we heard Rise of the Planet of the Apes, we were all like,
those people should be rising.
And then that movie came out and everybody was like, holy fuck.
They should be writing the next one. That's what
they should be
doing.
Writing the next one. So I don't know. That lends a little bit of,
yeah.
To the story.
Huh.
Just factor. A little bit of, That's okay. How about Indiana Jones? The Complete Adventures Blu-ray.
Not
The Complete Adventures.
Uh-huh.
Which is what I wanted to bring up.
Yep.
Comes out on September 18th.
Okay. So They're calling it The Complete Adventures, yet it's not Young Indiana Jones.
Which is not, which is, does not include Young Indiana Jones.
Right.
Which to me, if you're doing this definitive collection,
why not do it?
How many DVDs was that collection?
Well, because it was kind of old school,
right.
It was a lot more DVDs than it needed to be. But it was like, today, it would be like three.
It was like six DVDs then,
yeah.
Which translates probably down to like two or three DVDs, which is...
And Blu-ray.
One or two Blu-rays?
Yeah, at least.
Tops?
Right.
So you're adding another disc or two. You just put out an 86-disc Star Wars set. You can't add Young Indy. I mean, let's be honest. You want to put out full adventure. Make it the full adventure.
Let's be fair. They didn't put out droids or Ewoks with.
They didn't, but I don't think they called that the complete Star Wars adventure.
No, they didn't.
So.
Or the Christmas special.
So there it is. No, I thought, didn't they put the Christmas special on there?
I don't know. I think there was some. No, I don't think a bit of the Christmas special is on there at all.
For some reason, I thought that was on
there.
No,
I don't
think so. But anyway, so...
No, he vowed that would never see the light of day.
It does feature the four films.
Uh-huh. In Blu-ray.
In Blu-ray. You know,
special features.
Special features, blah, 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 yada, yada, yada. But it is not kind to call it The Complete Adventures, because that is a...
Not accurate. It's kind, it's just not accurate.
No, it's not kind either.
Why
disregard the Young Indiana Jones? It was a decent show.
It was an awesome show.
Right? And there was like three different indies, wasn't there? Or two indies on the show?
No, three. Yeah, three, there was the really old indie.
Yeah.
There was the Sean Patrick Flannery indie. Right? And there was the little kid indie.
Right. So, I mean.
Really, the only stuff worth watching was the Sean Patrick Flannery
stuff. Patrick Flannery stuff. But still, I mean, if you're going to.
And Harrison Ford did do an episode.
As old indie, right?
As indie.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Yeah, that's right. As indie.
He had a beard, with a little saxophone, and they were chasing in the beginning. It's the only time he's ever portrayed the character not on film.
And wasn't it like, it was like 10 seconds of film?
No, it was the opening.
It was the opening of an episode?
And the end of the episode.
Oh, okay. So,
yeah.
So there you go.
Right away, I think that episode alone should be packaged in, but, you know. If you're gonna, you know, package something in there, at least give it a taste.
Do we want to talk about Starship Troopers 4? Or Starship Troopers reboot, rather?
Yeah, why not?
Well, apparently it's not going to be as violent as the original, because apparently violence costs money.
It was a war picture.
I know. Look, I've never read the books. I know that I am remiss. I thought it was several.
No,
books.
Sir, it's one book. It's Robert Heinlein, one book.
Oh, I thought there was two or three. Mm-mm. No?
No. Oh, movies, okay. Yes.
Well, and then there was an animated series, and there was an anime series.
No, the anime series yes. was the book.
Was it based on the book?
Yeah.
And the film was based on?
On the book. No, whatever. It was based on the book, but, you know, it obviously didn't follow the book. And lots of shit's based on books that doesn't actually turn out like the book. Hell, all of it, really. No, the anime, which I do have somewhere on VHS.
I've seen some of it. It's actually pretty decent.
It's decent. Yeah, it's decent. I've never seen an English dub version of it, though.
Oh, I think it was released officially.
Really?
An English dub. Yeah, I think so.
Oh, I didn't see it with a dub. I have it, you know.
Subtitled,
yeah.
You gotta read.
Read it, yeah. Read and movies. I waste my time. That was quite a while ago also. Right. I mean, that was quite a while ago. I mean, like late 80s, early 90s.
No,
yes, it was, sir.
It was later than that.
No, sir.
Then there was another series. There was
There was an animated series after the film came out.
In the
3D animation.
90s, early 2000s.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm talking straight up hand-drawn anime.
Okay, okay.
Right? Which was a translation of the book.
Right.
Done. Then the movie.
Right.
Which was essentially a sort of another translation of the book, if you will. And then there was the animated series and the subsequent movies that happened.
Okay.
Well, my all of which sucked.
My recollection was the movie, which I liked, by the way, was a bit ultraviolet. I remember a lot of exploding insects.
Yeah.
I think there was an exploding cow at one point.
Sure,
in time.
Sure.
Wasn't Doogie Howser in that?
He was.
So. So
NPH?
It's going to be less violent. I don't know why that matters to anybody.
NPH?
NPH.
Yeah, that was part of his big known. That's part of his big comeback.
No.
It certainly was.
His big comeback was solely based on Harold and Kumar.
No. The reason he got Harold and Kumar is because he did that.
Because that was the first thing. That's the first, unless I'm wrong, that was the first thing I remember seeing him in after Doogie Howser.
No, it was definitely What You Call It came out first.
What?
This.
No, that's what I mean.
Oh, yeah.
Starship Troopers was the first thing I remember seeing him in after Doogie Howser.
Exactly. Everybody's like, is that fucking Doogie Howser? Yeah, yeah. Doogie Howser, yeah. And then it was Harold and Kumar after that.
I think with that.
OG, let's take our first break on this episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode number 253. There should have been only one.
Bitch, what you don't know about me, I can just about squeeze in the grand fucking can.
Hey, this is Kevin Smith, Big Kev's love slave.
Did you know I always wanted to be a dancer in Vegas?
Then you're listening to Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
What do you look so shocked for, man? Fat bastard does this all the time. He thinks just because he don't say anything, it'll have some huge impact when he does open his fucking mouth.
Jesus Christ, why don't you shut up?
And we are back with Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 253, There Can Be Only One.
Wrong.
No, that's what it
there
was.
There should have been only one.
That's semantics.
Not semantics. It completely changes the joke.
Potato French fry, whatever. It's all
yes,
the same.
That's it. That's a potato French fry.
Don't forget, if you'd like to talk about anything we talked about in the first segment or anything we talk about on the show, or maybe you just have a question, you'd like to give us a call and hear your voicemail played on the show, you can do so over at the GVM line.
425-920-6050. Or in England, 425-920-6050 and tell the operator you want the USA.
What's the country code? Is it 1-1?
Yeah, I have no idea.
All right, let's do this.
Geek Stuff, DVD news.
Two things, I guess.
DVDs?
Week. Yeah. 21 Jump Street came out this week on DVD.
Wow, is that a cricket noise?
the movie. You know what? I heard mixed reviews about 21 Jump
Street. No thin Jonah Hill.
He's creepy.
Although the watch looks pretty funny.
It does look pretty funny. I mean, like Jonah Hill.
I don't got no problem with Jonah Hill. It's thin Jonah Hill that I have a problem with.
Channing Tatum, I don't give a thing. And then also out this week.
So you're not going to go see the Magic Mike movie where he's a stripper? No. But El Cid is in it from
True
Blood.
And I like El Cid, but I'm not going to go see the Magic Mike movie.
Matthew McConaughey?
Wrath of the Titans out on the DVD.
Yeah, really? Yeah. I'm picking that up.
Yeah?
Yeah, you know what? I have a soft spot in my heart for really crappy sword and sandal movies, as you know.
I know.
And I really, really, I liked the first one. Was it as good as the original? No, it was completely this era's version of that story. I mean, this era, the 21st century version, but I heard this was phenomenal.
Really?
That's what I heard. So yeah, I'm definitely going to do that.
You know, speaking of phenomenal and maybe not as phenomenal, I hear, early reviews are coming in. This is a little off topic, but not.
Oh no, it isn't.
Early reviews are coming in for, Spider-Man.
Not good.
And, I think Rotten Tomatoes had it at 80% or 85%.
Wait, is that good?
That's good, actually, or it's not bad. But a lot of the critics are saying, a lot of the positive reviews are like, it's exactly what you expected. You know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? They were like,
I expected it to suck. So yeah,
it's kind of like half-assed positive reviews. That being said, I still want to see it, but it is not slam. Bam,
I know.
Thank you, ma'am.
Yeah.
Oh, and one
it's
criticism.
It's not Batman.
It's not the Avengers.
Oh, well, yeah, there's that.
Because I'm not so sure Batman's going to be Batman. We'll have to wait and see. But
have you seen the TV spots they're running?
They look great. I'm telling you.
Nolan, I'm telling you.
I have faith in Nolan.
You know what it is? But every time that motherfucker puts out a trailer, you're like, wow, I'm so not sure about this movie. And then the TV spots start and it's like, wait a minute. Wait. What? Wait, that's awesome.
All right, let's take a quick step to the side and then come back to this. Christopher Nolan, the director's collection, Blu-ray collection came out today. Okay. I wasn't planning on bringing that up, but since you mentioned Christopher Nolan.
Right, what's in it?
Batman Begins, Memento, The Dark Knight, Inception, and Insomnia. So what's missing is The Prestige, which...
which is really the... Maybe the best one of the non-Batman movies in that box.
No, I really liked... I really am a fan of Memento. I like Memento a lot. And I liked Inception, too.
I'm not saying I didn't like
but
them,
Prestige
sir.
Was an excellent
Prestige
movie. Why that's
was
not in there is a bit,
awesome.
Is a bit odd. But, so where were we? Spider-Man? No?
Spider-Man.
Oh, yes.
Batman TV
so
spots?
So one thing I heard, or I've been hearing, that I would like to correct. So for those of you who are saying, looks like Marvel's losing their touch. No, it's not a Marvel movie. Let's treat it as such. It's a Sony movie.
It's not Marvel Studios.
It is not Marvel Studios. Oh. It is still Sony.
Yeah.
And insofar as I'm concerned, there is a separation because the Marvel movies have all been stellar.
Yep.
And the last two Sony's, well, the last Sony Spider-Man movie was not.
Right.
And if this one is also not, then that is on Sony's head and not on Marvel Studios' head.
Right.
And there should be clarification between the two because yep. I see them as separate entities.
And the same thing with the X-Men.
That was Fox.
That was Fox.
So that's a, but X-Men First Class was excellent. So
was Fox.
Was Fox, yes.
Yeah.
No, but, right, so.
Right. So we have no, we can't blame Marvel Studios. Marvel Studios is pretty much Avengers movies right. at this
if,
point.
If Spider-Man, Amazing Spider-Man, whatever the hell it's called this time around. The Social Spider-Man, whatever you want to call it.
No, I was going to call it the Hipster Spider-Man.
Hipster Spider-Man. Spider-Man Face. Spider-Man Book. Whatever you want to call it.
Spider-Man Face? Yeah. Are you trying Facebook to combine and, the social anyway. Network?
Yes.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Well, anyway, let's move past.
Let it go.
Geek stuff. Comics, books, and graphic novels.
Comic books.
Yeah, I got a few.
I got two.
Okay.
I think we probably have an overlap.
Let's see
again.
Where you cross over. Remember back in the day when I was the only one reading comics?
I remember that.
While we did this show?
I remember that.
Okay, I got Batman Incorporated number 2.
I do not have that.
And is it because you're not reading it?
It is because I'm not reading it. You know, to be honest with you, I wasn't in love with Batman Incorporated before the New 52 relaunch.
Okay. Grant Morrison is writing this
I understand.
Book. Okay, I'm just saying.
And maybe I'll check it out. I'm only 2 issues out.
I also got Batman The Dark Knight number 10.
This we do crossover.
Okay.
And this issue features the return of Scarecrow in this book. This right. book has been a really good read. Unlike Detective, which has not been a really good read. This has been a really good read, and I'm looking forward to this issue.
This book is creepy.
That's what I like about it.
And they maintain that whole, we're going to do the creepier side of
right.
Batman.
And this is a new creative team too, right? Isn't it?
Oh, it is. Yeah. Finch is still, is Finch writing it now with a co-writer?
Finch was doing everything.
He was.
I think as of issue 9. So now he's what?
I'm looking to see.
I'm looking to see too. Wait, mm-hmm. Where's the credit page, damn it?
There's no credit page.
There has to be a credit
there
page.
Is, there it is.
There's always a credit
Hurwitz
page.
Hurwitz, right? No, Finch is just penciling.
Okay. So there you go.
Well, you know what? I have to say that Finch, the book is beautiful.
Oh, it is beautiful.
I mean, the artwork. Oh, no. Finch should be just doing Batman stuff because
it's great.
It's great stuff.
Yeah, I don't knock it.
I know you don't have this one. Captain America and Iron Man, number 633. So as we've been saying, this is the original numbering of Captain America, which
right.
has now become a team-up book. And kept the numbering 633. This one stars him and Iron Man. They're in Madripoor. So sick of the old. just give me something new. Yeah, and it's Batroc Brigade again, right out of the 80s. I don't know. I just don't. I don't get. I will always read Captain America books because I'm a fan. But you know, I'm just so out of Marvel pretty much at this point. I gave up. Oh, you'd be proud of me.
What'd you give up?
I gave up Wolverine and the X-Men.
Nice.
And I also gave up just regular X-Men.
Nice.
The one good that's like 31 episode, issues long. I gave up that one. So right now I think I'm reading the 2 Cap books.
Okay.
Daredevil.
Right.
Uncanny.
Okay.
X-Factor.
All right.
And there's something else.
I'm proud of you.
But I don't remember what it is.
I'm proud of you.
I knew you.
I feel as though you're making progress.
I'm closer every day.
You're moving towards the dark side.
But, but the DC side.
Right. It's growing.
Still. No, it's not growing.
It's just staying strong.
It's Batman Detective Dark Knight. I should clarify, these are the ones I buy. I stand right. and read probably 3 times what
right,
I buy.
Right, right.
So it's, you know, I'm keeping up on some of them. I just don't want to purchase them.
Well,
mostly in DCO, it's Batman books.
I'm still reading Amazing Spider-Man. For shock, I know.
Yeah.
For shock, I
it's
know.
A little bit of shock.
I like it. I enjoy Dan Slott. I'm enjoying the book. But I do have one other book that I wanted to bring up tonight.
What?
Justice League number 10.
Oh.
Geoff Johns, Jim Lee, working on the book. Justice League has been a pretty solid read thus far. I've enjoyed it for the most part. But what I'm actually really enjoying is the Shazam
Backup story
in each issue. And this is, I think, the 3rd installment is in issue 10. It's been really good. And I've never been a Shazam fan before, ever.
Right.
You know? So to me, this is kind of like finding the character for the first time, really.
Right.
And I'm really enjoying it. So check out Justice League number 10. And Jim Lee, Geoff Johns. I mean, it's a stellar team up.
Boy, do I have a trade to share with you, my friend.
Yes. I knew about this.
Did you?
I saw this.
Oh, my.
But I saw that this was coming out. No, I'm not buying them. I knew that you would be buying them.
Oh.
But I knew that,
I believe this is the end.
This is over, right?
I believe this is it.
Because they've completed the collection of Doonesbury. Not Doonesbury, Bloom County. Bloom County, sorry.
Yeah, so this is what we're going to be talking about today is Berkeley Breathed Outland. So what is Outland, you say? Yeah, Outland was the comic strip that Berkeley Breathed did after Bloom County ended.
And it focused just on Opus and...
No, still some other characters made...
The cat, right?
Bill the cat.
Bill, yeah.
But other characters found their way back in after a while as well. This is the complete library, Sunday Comics, 1989 to 1995. So what does that mean? Well, it only came out on Sunday.
Right.
So it wasn't like a daily like the other one was, so...
So it was colored also.
Right. Well... Yeah. You know, we've been talking about your use of racial terms on the show.
There were worse words I could have used.
Oh, IDW has given us this. And this is, I got to tell you, how much would you expect to pay? This is a finely bound book. It's got like the cloth side. It is a beautiful library edition.
I would expect.
Okay. Oh, no, I'm going to give you the whole thing, sir. Over 300 pages.
Okay.
300 pages, all of them in full brilliant color. Go OG.
I'm saying $29.99.
What? You think this 300 pages is only worth $29.99?
I don't know. I'm guessing.
You lowballing it?
Yeah.
It's $39.99.
Okay. That was my first guess.
I thought you were going to be like $59.99.
No. I was thinking $39.99, but I was thinking that might have been over. And I was trying to prices write it.
Right.
So I wanted to coming under.
What? Do we got to get like the sound effect of the mountain climber guy? Oh, dee, dee, oh, dee, dee, oh, dee, dee, oh. What was it? I can't remember the name of that little game.
I don't remember that game. Pike's Peak or
it wasn't
something.
Pike's,
Peak
something or, yeah. Little mountain climber guy. Anyway. It wasn't Plinko, my friend.
And it was not Plinko, which was the best game.
Absolutely. This is the entire series of Outland in one book, 300 pages. A ton of other things, a ton of other material inside as well. I want to see who the forward is by, because I think, if I'm not mistaken, the forward, unless I'm really wrong, it's an introduction by Berkeley Breathed.
Okay.
Was there no forward in this? There's no forward in this one. Oh, it's just an introduction by Berkeley Breathed. Berkeley Breathed, who is living seriously under a rock somewhere. Where
yeah, what is he doing?
Nothing. Only IDW guys can apparently find or speak to him because, you know, at one point, everybody wanted him everywhere. There was some floating rumor that he was going to be at San Diego this year, but I haven't heard if that's actually the case or not. In any case, if you haven't picked up the Outland books, you should.
Right.
When you're done with those, you should also pick up Bloom County is what
right.
I meant. If you haven't picked up the Bloom County books, you should also pick up the Outland book. Absolutely awesome. From IDW, that's IDWpublishing.com. $39.99 for 300 pages of Sunday color strips. Oh, you're just going to love them. It's really, really just some awesome stuff.
Lovely.
Geek stuff. Product reviews.
All right.
We only got one thing to talk about, yet it comes in many forms. Ooh, get it? See what I did there?
You're clever.
I know.
You're clever. You get points for some sort of clever.
I'm kind of upset at the man you call Cyclops.
I do not call anybody
I'm just
Cyclops.
Saying the man you call Cyclops. It's hard to be upset with him because the guy is always looking out for me whenever he goes shopping.
I was gonna say, why would you be upset with him?
Well, here's the thing. He bought me a Republic Assault Submarine because he knew I was looking for them. And for those of you out there who are doing your shopping and you happen to see the Star Wars Republic Assault Submarine or the new Republic Attack Dropship, I'm looking for those as well. It's a smaller vehicle with one figure in it. Anyway, the point is that he looks out for me all the time. He lets me know, hey, I found something for you, so on and so forth. He gets me things. The man you call Cyclops is awesome.
I don't call him Cyclops.
And
that said, he said he doesn't want us to call him that anymore.
You should stop calling him. I said the man you call Cyclops.
I refer to him as Smack. Because
really?
That's his online handle.
Smack?
That's it.
Smack also usually lets us know about these events that are happening within the vinyl community.
I knew about them.
I
failed you, if anybody.
Well, I appreciate you taking the bullet for a friend, but that said, I would like to have gone to this one. This was the, so we just had now what series is this? The 2012?
Dunny 2012.
Dunny 2012 from Kid Robot. We've talked about Dunnies only 100 or so times since we've been on the air. And this is the latest one featuring Dunny creations by Andrew Bell, Attaboy, D. Ross Scribe, Jeremiah Kettner, John Paul Kaiser, Junko Mizuno.
Junko Mizuno.
Krunk. Mad, Maru Gotti, Sergio Mancini, Nakinari, Pac-23, Tara McPherson.
That's right, Tara.
Sorry, horrible. And Triclops Studio.
That's right.
OG and I have been discussing these off air, and we have some favorites that we like. Now, let's let you know what this whole Dunny thing is. So, It's a little tiny vinyl figure. It's about 3 inches big, right? Would you
That's
say?
Correct. 3 inches is correct.
And they have a base form. Kind of looks like a super deformed rabbit in many ways.
It is a rabbit.
And these artists.
Dunny Bunny.
Right, Dunny Bunny. And these artists do different interpretations of the form. Am I saying it right?
Yeah, they customize it.
Right. And so the company that makes these Kid Robot, I guess, now, how do they do that? Do they ask these artists? Do they take submissions?
They take submissions. Oh. And then people, and then they choose whom they want.
Right.
And
that's who gets
done.
Yeah,
but I think submissions are like 2 and 3 years back already.
Wow.
Like, for example, I think people who are doing ones for 2013
right.
probably know already.
Wow.
The public doesn't know, right. But I suspect the artists probably know.
Okay. Right. And you get a lot of interesting interpretations. This is a really great movement. We've been following it for a while. Now, OG, you're going to have to help us out. You're going to have to help out the listeners because this is going to be a very visual thing. OG, of course, will be making sure that our website, Big Kev's Geek Stuff, has a full fully packed image.
That's right.
File or what are we calling that on the website? What do we call that?
The photo gallery.
Photo gallery. Thank you. It's a long, hot day. Photo gallery for this complete series of Dunny so we can get you as many visual pictures as we can. Some of the ones we're going to talk about tonight, if you're listening to us on, okay, iTunes, iPod, iPad, Apple, most Apple products.
Any
Quick
product
time.
That can read an RSS feed or play an audio file with images embedded.
There you go. You're going to be able to check out. Is that a sword swallower?
That is a sword swallower.
Pretty funny. Maybe not my cup of tea, but still very funny. You'll be able to see some of the images of some of the things that we're talking about right here on the show. It's a technology that we enjoy doing. So how many in the series, OG? Best count.
Because
on the box, there's 3, 6, 9, 12, 13, 14, 15 on the box.
7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15.
I did say that.
16.
17.
17, 18, 19, 20, 21. At least 21 or 22.
21 or 22.
If you include the Sucklord piece,
right.
I think it's 22. Because
I really like the Sucklord piece, I'm not going to lie.
Because there is a colorway of the Tara McPherson.
Right.
There is a colorway of the Andrew Bell.
Okay.
There are three additional to the John Paul Kaiser.
Right. That's the samurai one, right?
Right.
Okay.
And there is also a colorway to the Junko Mizuno.
Okay. So there's a lot.
I think it's 22 or 23
now,
if you
Now let's talk about the Sucklord piece is not actually pictured, not really part of the line. Is this a retailer exclusive?
This is a brick and mortar retailer exclusive.
Okay.
Kid Robot differentiates between an online retailer
right.
and a brick and mortar retailer.
So this is a brick and mortar
this
retailer.
This is a brick and mortar retailer. Online okay. Online retailers don't get anything.
Gotcha.
So, but the brick and mortars do. This actually came from the Kid Robot store, right. this particular one.
And I see you had his lordship sign that.
I did have his lordship sign this.
Uh-huh.
Of course, this is a, it's a Darth Vader.
It is kind of a pink Vader interpretation of the Dunny
right.
form.
Now, Sucklord, for a while now, has out a bootlegged Dunny called a Dumny.
Right.
And it's a Boba Fett head.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, but okay. They're, like, wicked expensive.
Of course.
And, of course, if you're familiar with the Sucklord, he has that whole the what is it, the Galactic Empire or whatever it is?
The gay, yeah, it's something like that.
The Gay Empire. Gay Empire, yeah. The Pink Stormtrooper.
Yeah, Pink
Stormtrooper.
Which is
something I really still need to get one of.
Right. Me too. I don't even have one
so
of those.
So I guess this is the...
The answer?
Yeah, this is...
It looks like Dark Helmet, but pink.
But yeah, it's a cross between Dark Helmet, Vader, but yeah, he's got the little dollar sign in the middle. And
so the only way you're getting this one is if you bought a case from a brick and mortar retailer. Right.
And in secondary market, he's $70-$80.
Wow.
If you want him in the secondary market.
I'm still working on, by the way, to interject right here. Do you know what I missed?
What?
Pidge.
Oh, how'd you miss Pidge?
I missed Pidge and the Green Lion.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, because it's a little more expensive in the secondary market.
I'm sure.
That's from Voltron, by the way, kids. Don't even worry about it. We're going to be talking about it when it's complete in the fall, which I think is October is the last one.
That's right.
Black one comes out. And we're going to talk extensively about it at that time. Let's get back to the Dunnies here. Now, I got to say, I think let's go right to my favorite one, OG, in the line.
That's the Pac-23.
That's Pac-23, right. Now, Pac-23... is interesting because it kind of looks like a little space dude, right? He's got a little domish sort of helmet. He's got a skull kind of... He actually is reminiscent of Rumsleg from the Star Wars saga.
Yes.
He is actually a lot like Rumsleg from the Star Wars saga. And he's got a little ray gun. And he's really kind of that space bubble helmet aesthetic that I really, really enjoy. Yeah.
It's an awesome piece.
Definitely. And you're hunting one of these for me, right?
I'll hunt one down
I'm
for you.
I'm just saying.
So, yeah. So, that again, the hardest part about that one is getting the helmet on, folks.
Oh, really? It's
helmet
one of those?
Does not come assembled.
Ah.
So have fun with that. I had a little bit of difficulty in that one.
Okay.
I also had difficulty with the Mad Piece, which is the little spray paint guy.
Oh, yeah. I see
wearing
that.
Wearing the mask. Like, the gas mask and the spray can for
Where
years.
Where is it?
He's... away. He's elsewhere.
Oh.
I didn't take them all out. I have most of these, so I'm only missing a handful.
Okay.
But getting the mask on his head was rather difficult also.
Let's talk about the Sword Swallower.
Yes. This is from Triclops.
Okay. Now, who is Triclops Studios. Now, do we know those guys?
They are UK based.
Okay.
And we do not know them.
Because what they've done is very interesting interpretation here. What they've done is they've taken the ears.
That's right.
One of the ears they're using to hold a hat.
Right, which actually comes off. The hat is
which
removable.
Comes off. And the other ear is actually the...
sword.
The sword hilt.
Right.
Right? So it looks like... And then they've painted the head in such a way so that it looks like it's swallowing the sword.
Right. It's a profile, I guess.
Yeah. You could do that.
You could do that. But the head
looks
sort
of weird.
Odd that way.
It's got a tumor on this side.
It's egghead.
But yeah, I mean, yeah, that's actually a really cool interpretation of him.
Yeah, that's why I kind of that's why I brought it out. I wanted to highlight because I like how I like when the artists choose to use the platform to do different things.
Oddball things, yeah. Right. Like one of the ones in the past,
we saw a lot of that in the Azteca series.
Yes, yes. I was going to say the
we've seen it in a lot of series.
The bubblegum one.
Yes, that was in Dunny 2011.
Right.
That was the bubblegum one, and there's been a lot of them where they really had
where
some
the head
fun
was,
with the design.
Yeah, the head was kind of clear and had like little, you know, plastic colored balls in it like bubblegum, looked like a bubblegum machine.
Right.
It was really interesting. And then I think I got to say, the more I see it, I think it's probably my favorite one in the line.
This is the John Paul Kaiser.
Uh-huh.
Whom we broke bread with at New York Comic Con last year.
We did?
He's a swell guy. Yeah, we went to the Noodle House with him.
Oh, yeah.
There are four of these.
Right.
He
different
has
colors.
Four colorways.
Okay.
The regular standard colorway. Although, as far as I can tell, I don't think anyone is more rare than the others.
Right.
But I'm not really sure because they don't give the breakout on these.
Right.
But this is the black and white version,
which is very,
that's his traditional style. Is
black
that
and white.
Black and white.
And yellow.
And version. Well,
eyes
yeah,
are yellow.
The eyes are yellow.
Yeah, this is really, really awesome. He looks like a little samurai.
Yeah, it comes with a little.
He's got a little. Oh, it comes with a
little gun.
Oh, the little gun.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
I'm having difficulty getting it in his hand.
I see. Yeah, and it looks like a little samurai with the helmet and the armor on. And wow, that's really a well done piece.
The other three pieces in the line, there is a Blue and black glow in the dark.
Green. Please.
No, blue and black.
Black glow in the dark?
The blue glows in the
dark. Oh, it's blue and black.
It's blue and black.
Gotcha. You're doing the one at a time. The blue glows in the dark. Got it.
Then there is a green and black. The now green glows in the dark.
Gotcha.
And then there is a red and black, right, which is just...
glows in the light.
Yes, it glows in the light. So I was lucky enough to pull the black and white and the blue and black.
Nice.
From that line. So cool. I got lucky. I got a pretty good case. I only got a couple of dupes.
You know, for those of you out there, if any of you collect Dunnies and you're getting some doubles and things, hey, you know, you can always consider Big Kev. Big Kev has stuff to trade, is what I'm saying. I got some good stuff to trade. Point being is I want all four of those. Which one is that?
The John Paul Kaiser.
The John Paul Kaiser. I want all four of the John Paul Kaisers. I have zero right now.
Right.
I want
the Pac-23.
One of the Pac-23. And there was another one. There was another one. I'd really like a Sucklord also, in retrospect.
Yeah, well.
Yeah. Well, good luck to you. And what is this one? This very anime-influenced Nakanari one.
He's got a character. He's got a piece called Spike. I think it's Spike. I'm not overly familiar with it.
Right.
But that is a hard figure to come
really
by.
Really hard to come by, yeah.
The other one that's really hard to come by is the Kronk piece. Which is like the Devilette looking girl with the three boobs.
Yeah, uh-huh.
And I really like Kronk's stuff. I have a couple of his things. But I really like his stuff. That's a great design.
Does Ping and Pong?
That is
We should say Ping and Pong. They're like they look like they're like part ping pong table. They're holding little ping pong rackets. One has Ping on the shirt, one has Pong.
That is Moro Gotti.
Moro Gotti, okay.
Yeah.
I like those.
The Sergio Mancini is really cool. That's the one that's like half blueprint, half Donnie. He's holding a little compass.
Yeah, there's something interesting about it. I'd like to see that one live.
Oh, I could show you that one after the show.
Oh, you can?
Yeah.
Which one didn't you get, OG?
I did not
that get... That one I want.
I did not get Nakanari.
Nakanari.
I did not get Kronk.
Which one was Kronk?
Was the Devilette.
Devilette girl. Okay.
I did not get the black colorway of the Tara McPherson.
Uh-huh. Which one was the Tara McPherson?
That is the pink one where she's holding the little thing on a balloon, it looks like. A little black thing on a balloon.
Yeah, I see it.
I did not get Ping.
Right, of Ping and Pong.
Right. I did not get either of the Andrew Bells.
Okay, which one of the Andrew Bells?
That is the Japanese dragon sword crown guy.
Yeah.
And I... Two of the John Paul Kaisers,
right,
and one of the Junko Mizunos.
Got it. So you still have a few to get.
I have a few to get. A few.
Are you doing the whole set on these?
If I can.
Oh, nice.
If I can. You know, it's hard. I completed last year's set with the exception
like
of
yesterday.
With the exception of the Huck G.
Right.
Zombie Hunter.
Right.
Because he's just astronomically priced in the second market, and I didn't get fortunate enough to pull one.
Right.
But I did pull. I completed the builder.
Right.
Which was one of Kronk's designs last year. So I got lucky with that.
Nice.
No
Builder this year.
No Builder this year.
Okay.
I'm kind of glad that was one and done.
The Builder?
Yeah. I'm kind of glad that was one and done. It'll come back at some point, but I'm glad that it was done for now.
Cool.
But another really strong lineup. Really excited to see some new artists get some showtime in the Dunny line.
Yeah.
Kid Robot. Nice of Kid Robot to acknowledge the Sucklord.
Yeah, totally.
Certainly, for example, considering most of his stuff is like bootleg knockoff stuff that he makes. I think all of his stuff is bootleg. I don't think, I could be wrong, and someone, you can feel free to correct me, but I don't think he has another production piece out there. I think everything else that he's done is his.
Right.
So this is cool. Like the first production piece.
Nice.
But yeah, it's a great line. Definitely should check it out. I would say go to Tenacious Toys. Hit up Benny from Tenacious Toys and pick up a case from there. Benny is a swell man and a supporter of this show.
Is
he? He has the cases.
Where is his advertising dollar, sir?
That's not nice.
I'm just saying. He's such a friend of this show. I'm kidding, Benny.
He contributed a lot to the fundraiser.
Is Benny a brick and mortar?
He is not a brick and mortar.
So he doesn't get the Sucklord?
He does not have the Sucklord.
Oh, in that case, where is his advertising dollar?
All this play
we give him on this show. No. With all honesty, Tenacious Toys, you should definitely check them out.
That's my shop. Pretty much everything that I buy that I can't get With a few exceptions that I've gotten really
well,
cheap
you had
on
to
eBay.
Get you had to get Brick and Mortar.
I had to get this Brick and Mortar because I wanted the Suck Lord exclusive. Right. But almost every like almost,
I wonder if they sold out at the Kid Robot store in New York.
I would venture to say they probably have. I would venture to say probably most Brick and Mortars in New York, especially, have sold out. So I mean, you know, you can call Vince at My Plastic Heart. You can call Kid Robot certainly and ask over there. You might get lucky, but you know. You're better off waiting.
Well, that is the Dunny 2012s. And yeah, so check that out.
Absolutely.
And we will look forward to the next thing we talk about from Kid Robot. I love getting their stuff. I wish there was more of it to talk about.
I am a fan.
Yep. And with that, OG, let's take our final break on Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 253. There should have been only one.
Hey, this is David Naughton from An American Werewolf in London, and you're listening to Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
And
superpower collectibles.
Is that your thing now?
Just jumping in with superpower collectibles.
Just cause.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
This is Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 253. Superpower collectibles.
I don't believe that was the name of this episode, sir.
I'm just throwing it in.
I believe it was. There should have been only one.
There is only one superpower collectibles.
It's nice how you pick up the ball and run with it after I've placed it down gently for you to continue.
Hey, look, I'm just doing what I got
to
do.
Go ahead. Talk about Superpower Collectibles if you have to.
Sure. Superpower Collectibles is an awesome online retailer where you can get lots of statues, toys, comic books, and a fantastic sponsor of this very program.
Do they do the Dunnies?
I do not believe they do the Dunnies.
Okay.
So for the Dunnies, you should go to Tenacious Toys. But for everything else... No, for a lot of the
No. Let's be serious for a minute. Superpower Collectibles actually has a really awesome website. They carry a lot of stuff. I mean, a lot of the collectibles we talk about on the program. They have comics. They have all sorts of stuff that you can get on there.
Oh man,
what did you just notice that free shipping was for shipping is free under $100?
No, I was looking at that Union Jack statue again.
Oh yeah.
But that Avengers Black Widow 1/6 scale figure.
Oh
my
god.
Is ridiculous.
How on earth do those Japanese sculpt people like that?
I have no
idea. Blow up that picture.
Wait a second.
No.
That price cannot be correct.
That price is correct.
$18?
No, that,
no,
can't
that
be
price
right.
can.
Is that like the Barbie one?
No, it's Hot Toys.
No, there's no way. That's gonna be a mistake.
You got a mistake on your website, sir.
Is that the shipping?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe that's the pre-order.
Quick,
price.
Order me one. Yeah, because look, they're like $200.
Though. It is ridiculous.
I know. It's like photo accurate. It's crazy. Anyway, that and other collectibles you can find over at Superpower Collectibles. You can find comics. You can find all sorts of things that we talk about right here on Big Kev's Geek
Ooh.
Stuff.
Eagle Moss products over at Superpower Collectibles.
What?
That's right.
Every fortnight at your news agent?
No, this is all Marvel related that we see right now.
The figures, right?
Right. They do the little die cast.
Right,
figures.
Right. Yeah. So check them out and over there. And as because.
No, there's a Green Arrow.
No kidding. It's been out for a while.
I know,
sir.
But I don't have it.
Oh.
And he does.
OG, I'm going to make you a recommendation. All right, I recommend
do it.
You order that from Superpower Collectibles.
I will do it.
And during checkout, you use the coupon code BIGKEV.
That's right.
And you know what you get?
What?
$10 off of any order of $50 or more.
Except that Green Arrow is not $50.
Yeah, well, you'll just have to stack up till you get it up there.
Maybe that high blind
and if you go over $99, you get free shipping.
That's right.
So, I mean, there's a lot of incentives for you to go over to Superpower Collectibles, check out some stuff, make some purchases. Look, you're going to buy collectibles and comics. Why not go over to Superpower Collectibles? You help out the show, you help out yourself with a $10 off any order of 50 or more coupon at coupon code Big Kev at checkout. You get free shipping if you go over $100, and you're helping out the store, you're helping out the show, you're helping out yourself. It's awesome.
And I noticed too that he sells the books for less than retail. the comics.
There you go.
So there you go. You get a bit of a discount.
That's it.
It's like nice.
It is. It all works together over at superpowercollectibles.com.
Yes.
OG, what did we talk about on this episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff?
Ryan Reynolds, the Green Lantern, is also immortal, except at the box office.
No, he can die there. Green Lantern proved that.
No, but he comes back.
As what?
The Immortal.
Oh.
Apparently, because he has been cast
as
Connor McCloud in Highlander.
What about Deadpool?
Deadpool is probably the only role that I actually really want to see him return to.
I know.
To be honest with you. All right, Jurassic Park 4, getting some new writers and moving forward.
Uh-huh.
Of course, the writing team behind Rise of the Planet of the Apes is working on that.
Uh-huh.
Indiana Jones, The Complete Adventures,
It's not complete.
Coming out on Blu-ray.
Uh-huh.
September 18th.
Right.
In the DVDs.
Uh-huh.
Tonight. 21 Jump Street out on DVD this week.
Right.
And of course, also Wrath of the Titans on the Blu-ray and the regular DVD out this week as well.
Hey, OG, I just remembered something.
What?
Isn't this the month of June?
It is the month of June.
Don't we have a silicone tray, ice tray to give away?
Sure. We have a Superman ice tray to give away.
Superman logo ice tray from our friends at Kotobukiya.
That's right.
KotoUS.com. Ha! I got it right the first time.
You did get it right.
KotoUS. If you guys have never heard us talk about Kotobukiya, then you just aren't paying attention.
You know what? Since the last, since a couple weeks back, I did a Twitter contest where I encouraged everybody to go and follow the Koto Twitter site. We're going to do that again.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay,
so,
go.
So, as of this episode being published,
right,
the contest is live.
Live.
And then we'll go. It'll run for 1 week.
1 week.
And I will put the hashtag on the episode
2 weeks.
Post.
2 weeks, OG.
2 weeks.
Because next week.
Well, we don't know yet.
Let's be honest. The streak is over. It's July 4th in the middle of the week. The streak is over.
You never say die.
No, I say no episode.
Because, you know, we have other stuff that we have to do.
Oh,
so maybe we'll have to find a different time to do those things.
Oh, we do have to do that.
At the same time. We'll work something out.
Okay.
We'll discuss. We'll chat. But anyway, yes, look for a contest in the episode post.
Okay.
It'll be a Twitter-related contest.
Uh-huh.
It will involve following Geek Stuff, Koda USA, and myself. And you can win yourself a Superman ice tray.
Superman silicone ice tray. What a great idea for parties. You know, you freeze a bunch, you put them in a plastic bag, you freeze some more, put them in a plastic bag. That's what we do at my house for Christmas.
And just while we're talking about contests, if you've won something in recent weeks, all prizes shipping this week.
Is that right?
That's right. All prizes shipping this week. So you
including the tell a friend contest?
Tell a friend contest.
Hey, you know, because the contest is over doesn't mean you shouldn't be telling a friend.
Thank you to Luke Chu, who gave us a shout out on the Toy Break episode.
Oh, really?
After hearing that he won.
Was that the one that posted the other day?
He was one of the people who won. Oh, yeah, the newest episode, yes.
Oh, yeah, I had to check that out.
So thank you for him for the shout out.
Was it a good shout out, or was it like...
No. It was an absolutely good shout out.
Cool.
And actually, we're going to be talking about some Luke Chu product coming up in a couple
Luke
weeks.
Chu!
He has a new art book that came out. That
Luke Chu product!
Reviewing, so... anyway... what about comic books? We kind of got off course, but let's get back.
We did. Comics this week, I talked about Captain America and Iron Man, number 633.
Mm-hmm.
Batman The Dark Knight, number 10. Batman Incorporated, number 2.
And then, in addition to that, I had Justice League, number 10, also out this week. Check that out.
And you said also DVDs. Why don't you do that while I say...
We did DVDs already.
We did not.
Yes, we did. We said Wrath of the Titans and 21 Jump Street.
Before, we didn't do it in the wrap-up.
We absolutely did.
We did not.
We absolutely
I'll
did.
I'll bet you $1 million.
You don't want to bet me $1 million because I'm positive that I said
A million pesos or 38 cents. Berkeley Breathes Outland, the complete library Sunday comics 1989 to 1995 from IDW Publishing. Check them out at idwpublishing.com. You can also check out libraryofamericancomics.com.
Right.
Because this is also in the Library of American Comics.
Nice.
Going to run you $39.99, 300 pages of wonderfully funny and awesome strip cartoons from Berkeley Breathed, the sequel, if you will, to Bloom County. So definitely check that out. And lastly, tonight in product, we talked about the Dunny 2012 series from Kid Robot.
That's right.
Lots of terrific artists. Lots of people that we enjoy doing pieces. So what did we come to the conclusion? I actually must own four 5 of these.
Right.
I would like to maybe own
6 or 7.
6, 7.
Right.
But I must own 4 or 5. So.
And again, you know, check them out, kidrobot.com. Go over to Tenacious Toys and pick up a case or pick up individual blind boxes. And, you know, look for some images online in the photo gallery.
And if you have some to trade.
That's right.
Give OG an email at GeekStuffOG. No, it's not at GeekStuffOG.
It's GeekStuffOG
at gmail.com.
It is at GeekStuffOG at gmail.com. But.
GeekStuffOG at gmail.com. Or, of course, you can always call the GVM line.
425-920-6050.
And we could do some on-air trading.
We could do some on-air.
On-air trading for dummies versus stuff that we have.
And I think we could probably say also.
How would you like a date with comedian Jim Norton?
I don't think you want to give that away.
Oh, I'll give it away. I'll give it away.
I don't think you want to give that away.
Why not?
Because I don't know that Jim is on board with that.
So?
That's why you shouldn't give it away. That is not an actual prize, folks.
Actual prize. I'm saying it's an actual prize.
Okay, so if Jim falls through, then your date is with Big Kev.
Yeah, that's
Big Kev taking you out to dinner.
Sure.
My prediction.
Well, you got to have the right piece if that's
the case. Oh, is that the case?
Dinner, like a real dinner, that's a suck lord dunny.
All right.
I'm just saying.
And I think we can probably say, because some of you keep on asking because other people are announcing, that in some capacity, we will absolutely be at New York Comic Con.
We are absolutely going to be at New York Comic Con.
That's the only details we have.
That's all we know right now. We will start making more announcements as we have them. Right. We will not be at San Diego this year, We will accept reports from San Diego.
We will accept reports.
Any of you listeners who go out there, we know we have a few people who said they were going to let us know the ups and downs.
As a matter of fact, I'm throwing this out there.
Yeah.
If you're out there and you want to do a little write-up to post on the site or take some photos to throw in a gallery.
Yeah.
Maybe if you want to record a little MP3 to include in a next episode or next two episodes, we'll take all those submissions and we'll try to include them on the show.
Just don't try and say you work for us when you go there.
No.
That would be bad for you.
You are independent. Right. You might get thrown out.
Yeah.
You won't get on any press lines.
Not entirely true, but don't risk it is what we're saying.
Right.
And I will be at Celebration. I have yet to convince OG to go. I will be at Celebration 6 with Automatic Matt.
Lovely.
And we will have an awesomely Star Wars time. I've got to get over to, what you call it?
What?
Where's Star Tours?
MGM.
I got to get over there.
I guess it's Hollywood Studios.
I got to get over to Hollywood Studios because they have the Build-A-Droid.
The Build-A-Droids, yeah.
So. I don't even want to build a droid. I just want one each of the 72 pieces I think that there are. I don't know how I'm going to pull that off, but I'm going to do it.
Good luck.
It's going to be expensive.
I would say so. I don't know what the per... Because I'm guessing they're not going to charge you per piece.
No, they're going to charge you per droid.
So you have to figure out how many pieces 72 pieces builds, and that would be your cost.
I'd say it's like 1, 2, 3, 4. It's possibly 4 to 5 pieces per.
Right.
And so let's say 5 for argument's sake. 5 into 72 is like what? 1...
13.
Carry the 2...
It's 13 or 14, something like that.
Droids, and if they're $10 a piece, it's going to cost me
nice
a lot of money. I just don't care. I have a brilliant idea to display.
Yes, I think we've discussed this.
Yeah. So with that, OG, I will end this episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff as we end all episodes by saying good night, Just Mike, wherever you are.
And on that note, we cue the music.
Roads go ever, ever on, over rock and under tree, by caves where never sun has shone, by streams that never find the sea. Roads go ever, ever on, under cloud and under star.